Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
In today's show, I'll be sharing the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Also, breaking news, Australia to approve their spot Bitcoin ETFs before the end of this year, according to this latest Bloomberg report. More breaking news, starting September 1st, Russia to ban the use of all cryptocurrencies within their borders, except for digital financial assets issued by the state. Yikes. We'll also be discussing the SEC and Gensler believe that Ethereum was a security for at least 1 year. That's right. We'll also be discussing crypto on track to hit 1 billion users by the end of 2025, according to on-chain analysts Willy Woo. We'll also be discussing big news out of Hong Kong, six things you need to know as their spot crypto ETFs debut and go live officially tomorrow. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin topping out at 70,000 or 210,000 this particular cycle, according to these analysts, clashing over the cycle peak. And speaking of price predictions, I also have a 300,000 price prediction as we approach the most aggressive part of this bull cycle. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now, today is pod episode number 1624. I'm your host, JV. It's April 29th, 2024. We're only one day away from the April monthly close. It's been kind of a bearish month, considering back in March, we hit the current all-time high of $73,800, meaning we were roughly $11,000 higher than the current price action you see on your screen. Also a big time of the year. We have another massive ETF launch coming out of Hong Kong tomorrow for both Bitcoin and Ether spot ETFs. And on top of that, other bullish news I'm going to be diving into, as well as some bearish news. So stay tuned, strap in, and let's freaking go. Yeah, let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. We can see Bitcoin consolidating, maintaining 63,000 at the time of the live. We have Ether down 4%, trading under 3,200. And yeah, the majority of the alts all correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting at a 2.3 trillion market cap with 63 billion worth of volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance, 53.3%. Ether dominance, surprisingly, back on the rise at 16.7%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we've got Helium leading the pack, up 28%. Wormhole up 13%. And Say up 6.5%. Below that, Athena, Kronos, Aptos, and Lido DAO. Now, which altcoins family are you guys most bullish on for this particular bull? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective of the market on the day. Not looking pretty. Virtually everything correcting, minus maybe four or five projects. And zooming out on the monthly, can you say Rack City? Massive drawbacks from the collect, even block stacks, you know, stacks down 33%, and that's a good project. So you already know a lot of these alts, massive corrections. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 67 in greed, as you can see here. Yesterday a 65, last week a 73, and last month a 75 in greed. So there you go. Where do you feel the Bitcoin will likely flow towards the end of the month next? Tomorrow, that is, actually. Holla at your boy. But anyways, fam, here's the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Starting with number one, Bitcoin risked the worst month since November of 2022. That's right. As we can see in the 1 hour chart, the weekly close provided little respite for battered Bitcoin traders as Bitcoin continued dropping into the Asian session, hitting lows of 61.9 on Bitstamp, according to TradingView. Now, the week prior, relief bounces towards 65,000 had repeatedly encountered selling pressure around the Wall Street Open, which commentators, including Skew, attributed to U.S. automated trading algorithms. Quoting him here, "I do see the potential for longer crab between 67 and 58 till the proper flow supported breakout. The bears have so far failed to keep the market below 60,000 for long, even at the current levels of around 62,000. However, April is on track to deliver more than 12% losses." I mean, pretty interesting. And quoting Skew here, 1 million close is in 2 days, roughly. Following that close, monthly and weekly open will act as very pivotal levels. Let me know if you agree. Now for the next factor we keep our eyes out on this week, dramatic yen volatility greets FOMC. That's right, talking about the Japanese yen, fam. Significant macroeconomic events keep coming this week with the next interest rates decision by the U.S. Fed. While markets expect no surprises from the latest meeting of the FOMC, recent macro data prints concentrated risk asset bulls. Now, lower rates may come much later than anticipated at the start of the year, as they fear and show in estimates from CME Group's FedWatch tool. Quoting the KBC letter, "We have a massive week ahead of us. After a month full of hot inflation data, we will finally get the Fed's updated views." Now, JV says, who cares about the Fed? Fuck the Fed. Just saying. But anyways, they also said, Skew, probably see a sweep of 50 to 46,000 area. Let me know if you're anticipating a correction that low, family. Now, don't see that happening till there is a high time frame close below 58,000 and a narrative for a breakdown. So you can consider 58 as line in the sand. If we crack under 58, this analyst is saying we can see 50 to 46 as a low. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Next, we'll touch upon Hong Kong. We'll dive deeper a little later in the show, but Hong Kong is launching their ETFs in less than 20 hours. That's right. So, citing a 2022 report from the crypto exchange Huobi, Willy Wu, creator of on-chain statistics platform, underscored what could be for serious demand for ETF products. Quoting Willy Wu here, "The Asian market in user count is bigger than the US and European markets combined." This is true. And in a preliminary report on the upcoming release, Blockchain Research Advisory Group put potential inflows at $25 billion, citing estimates from crypto financial services Matrixport. Quoting them here, "The substantial capital potential might lead to increased liquidity and possibly stabilize Bitcoin prices. It also sets a precedent for other Asian markets, potentially influencing further regulatory adjustments in favor of crypto." Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week, key Bitcoin price support lines are ready for a retest. That's right. Bitcoin lingers close to significant support levels, amongst them being 60,000 and 58, as I pointed out earlier. One trend line in particular is beginning to stand out as the line in the sand. Now, as the investor cohort corresponds to entities holding a portion of Bitcoin for a maximum of 155 days, which are the short-term hodlers, essentially making up the speculative end of the investor spectrum, short-term hodlers' realized price is currently just under 59,800, forming the key level to watch. Now, throughout the recovery from 2022's bear market lows, it also acted as support, with only a brief period of September 2023 breaking the paradigm. And quoting Philip Swift, "Will it hold as a support this time?" Let me know if you think so, if it will or will not. And also, they point out, as we keep consolidating, the bull market support band is catching up to the price, according to Dan Crypto Trades. This should offer good support if we were to touch it. Back in 2021, when we broke the 2017 all-time high, we ended up not needing it, but it took off before the band can catch back up. Now for the next factor we'll keep our eyes out on, retail investors circle back to Bitcoin. That's right. As noted by analyst Checkmate, the lead on-chain analyst over at Glassnode, he shared that the wallets with less than 100 Bitcoin are busy increasing their exposure. He referred to data from Check On Chain, which showed 30-day rolling wallet balances flipping positive April 8th for the first time since mid-January. Quoting him here, "The Bitcoin retail hodlers, who are apparently degenerates who will sell on the first sign of a correction, appear to be stacking sats Once again, that's right. Keep stacking them stats. You know the smart money is doing just that. Now, big news out of Australia. According to Bloomberg, they're going to be approving the Bitcoin ETFs in Australia before the end of this year in 2024. ETF frenzy as game theory continues in full effect. Let's go. And also, big news out of Russia. Starting September 1st, Russia to ban the use of all cryptos within their borders, except for digital financial assets issued by the state. That's right. Quoting their chairman of State Duma Committee on Financial Markets. The need for the ban is because today, crypto is a quasi-currency that replaces the ruble in the country, but only the Russian ruble fulfills the mission of the monetary unit. So this is the decision. And you can see a big headline here. Deputy Askakov from September 1st, the ban on the organization of crypto circulation will be introduced. Now, family, my question for you in the chat, how do you feel this will likely impact the wider crypto market? Let me know your thoughts. But anyways, fam, let's discuss ETH being a security. Well, this headline reads, SEC and Gensler believed Ethereum was a security for at least a year. That's right. Consensus lawsuit against the US SEC has uncovered more info about the SEC's stance on Ether. SEC's chairman, Gary Gensler, believed Ether was a security for at least some time, according to a report by Fox Business. That's right. Citing court documents filed by the Ethereum software firm Consensus, April 29th, which is today, they wrote the SEC and Gensler appear to have believed for at least a year that Ether was an unregistered security trading out of compliance with current federal regulations. And here's the infamous photo of Gensler basically saying he don't know anything about anything, couldn't answer a simple question. Is ETH a commodity or a security? He says, I don't know. The new information comes a few days after Consensus filed an unredacted complaint against the SEC in a Texas federal court April 25th. The filing came in response to a Wells notice from the securities regulator detailing the SEC's plans to sue the firm for failing to comply with federal security laws. So ultimately, this handsome gentleman right here said, it smells like securities, pretty much. The new information. Yeah, so anyways, according to the new filing on March 28th, the head of the SEC's Division of Enforcement approved a formal order of investigation into Ether's status as a security. It's crazy. They got to do an investigation, spend all this money and time trying to figure out if it's a security. Isn't it clear to you guys? Let me know. The investigation, known as Ethereum 2.0, reportedly authorized enforcement staff to investigate and subpoena individuals and entities involved in the buying and selling of crypto, citing anonymous sources with direct knowledge of the matter. They noted the subpoena recipients were instructed by the SEC to keep the investigation strictly under wraps if they wanted further details regarding the investigation. Now, the ETH 2.0 investigation was reportedly based on the SEC belief that potential unregistered offerings and sales of Ether occurred since at least 2018. So if Gensler and the SEC finds Ether to be a security, it would contradict prior SEC guidance under Chairman Jay Clayton, as in June 2018, the then director of the corporation finance, Bill Hillman, stated in a speech that the SEC's position that Ether alongside Bitcoin was not a security. So if Gensler's SEC finds Ether to be a security, it would contradict the prior SEC guidance of Chairman Jay Clayton, the previous chair before Gensler took over. The new filings disclose that the five-member commission approved the Division of Enforcement's Ethereum 2.0 investigation April 13th last year, just 5 days before Gensler appeared before the House of Financial Committee, where he refused to answer repeated questions on whether the SEC believed Ether to be a security. Now, this is mind-boggling to me, because how can the industry follow any of the so-called law if there is zero clarity on where Ethereum stands, whether it's a commodity or a security? Interesting, right? They're purposely trying to mislead you and not give you any data. Why is that? Is the question you have to ask. Bloomberg ETF analyst Balchunas believes that Gensler's stance on Ether could impact the decision process, as Gensler has refused to give clarity on whether Ether was a security last year. And he also believes Gensler's stance on Ether could impact the decision process because he refused to give clarity. Yes, as we just pointed out. So there you go, guys. Let me know your thoughts. I think it's all by design. I think the regulators know damn well what they're doing. They know their stances, but they don't like to give any clarity. popularity because they like to ultimately ruffle feathers and go after exchanges and hit you with $100 million or $2 billion lawsuits like they just did with Ripple Labs. Let's discuss the Bitcoin network hitting a billion users, according to on-chain analysts, the one and only Willie Wu. In fact, he recently shared this tweet: on track for 1 billion crypto users by the end of 2025, an extrapolation of many independent prior studies in this chart. Binance estimates 65% of crypto users hold Bitcoin. I'm going to retweet that for Willie Wu. This got almost 90,000 views, and let's dive a little deeper into the story, shall we? The crypto industry could reach its first billion users by the end of next year, according to Willie Wu. I just shared with you his tweet and this chart. Wu's chart is the first comprehensive model aiming to map out all existing crypto asset users and to predict the first billion adopters, according to Daniel Batten, investor and author of the Bitcoin ESG forecast. Here's what he wrote: incredible chart. The first view we have had of when we'll cross the billion threshold with a full backtrace. The chart defines crypto users as unique entities that completed KYC verification and have previously transacted on the blockchain. Reaching the first billion crypto users has long been touted as an important milestone for mainstream crypto adoption. Mainstream adopters can bring a new influx of capital, which is important for the price appreciation of digital assets. Now, the number of crypto owners increased by 34% to 580 million in 2023. Means we're more than halfway there, family, according to a January 2024 report. And Bitcoin hodlers grew by 33% from 222 million in January to almost 300 million in December of last year, so accounting for 51% of global crypto holders. The report notes that developments around the Bitcoin exchange-traded funds were the main catalyst behind the user growth. ETFs for the win. However, the current 580 million users would need a 72% increase to reach the first billion, which seems unlikely based on last year's growth. But in a 2022 joint report, the world's largest asset management consulting firm, Boston Consulting Group, along with BitGet and Foresight Ventures, estimated reaching the first billion crypto users by 2030. So Willie Wu is saying this could happen 5 years before that is anticipated. The report compares the internet's adoption curve to reach 1 billion users with crypto holders and Ethereum addresses with non-zero balances, provided the current crypto adoption rate continues. And according to BCG, crypto adoption is still low, with plenty of room to grow. The consulting giant estimates only 0.3% of individual wealth is invested in crypto, as opposed to the 25% invested in global equities. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Willie Wu that we could have a billion users by the end of next year, as that would be a pretty big deal. Holla. Anyways, big news, Hong Kong. Let's break it down. Headline reads: Hong Kong spot crypto ETF debuts tomorrow. Six things you need to know, and if you don't know, now you know. So yeah, you guys know the gist, so let's just get right into it. Hong Kong, or HKEX, already trades Bitcoin futures and other crypto contracts. The introduction of spot crypto ETFs in Hong Kong ETF market isn't the first instance of crypto ETFs being traded on the HKEX. Now, crypto ETFs made their debut on the HKEX late 2022 with the introduction of CSOP Bitcoin Futures ETF and their Futures ETF for Ether. So both Bitcoin and Ether, both managed by the CSOP Asset Management. So yes, we had futures back in 2022. The difference here, they're going to be spot. You have Samsung Asset Management Hong Kong following next by launching another futures-based ETF, which was in January of last year. All three futures ETFs on the HKEX have 1.3 billion Hong Kong dollars, equivalent to 170 million USD, and assets under management as of April 29th, 2024, which is today. Now for the next factor, all Hong Kong ETFs account for 0.6% of the US ETF market. That's right. From data presented, it's evident the Hong Kong ETF market is considerably smaller compared to the ETF market of the States. By the end of March 2024, the entire ETF industry in the US had 3,457 products with assets worth almost $9 trillion listed on the three exchanges. On the other hand, the size of the Hong Kong ETF market is estimated to be about $50 billion, according to Bloomberg data. Now, also in-kind crypto ETFs in Hong Kong versus the cash crate ETFs in the US, a big difference. Hong Kong spot crypto ETFs will have at least one distinct feature that makes them significantly different from their American counterparts, and that's the method of the ETF redemption. Unlike US spot Bitcoin ETFs, Hong Kong spot crypto ETFs will be in-kind created, meaning that when the ETF intermediaries want to make new ETF shares, they provide issuers with funds using actual cryptos like Bitcoin. And in contrast, the US spot Bitcoin ETF providers are currently allowed to only issue cash-created spot crypto ETFs, meaning intermediaries aren't allowed to touch the biddies. Quoting the ETF analyst Rebecca Sin here, I think the reason why Hong Kong did in-kind is because ultimately we're trying to differentiate ourselves from the United States. And good for them. I think that's a good thing. Also, Hong Kong spot Ether ETF will not be the first one in the world. Wow. Yes, spot crypto ETF launch is exciting because it'll bring not only the in-kind spot crypto ETFs, but also the spot Ether ETF, which has yet to be approved in the States. U.S. securities regulators are expected to deny the spot Ether ETF apps in May and further delay the decision regarding the matter. Now, it's kind of crazy. It just shows you how corrupt regulatory authorities are because they're expected to deny the spot ETF. I think we shouldn't know what they're to do. And if we know in advance, it means corruption. But that's just me. Let me know your thoughts on that. Now, also, mainland China investors won't be able to buy the Hong Kong Bitcoin ETFs. Womp womp. The launch of the spot ETFs may have spurred some optimism, but mainland China investors are not going to be able to, unless they have a friend living in Hong Kong, right, or family member. However, mainland Chinese citizens are expected to be unable to purchase Hong Kong spot Bitcoin ETFs despite the ETF issuers' close ties to the mainland. According to analyst Wang, China prohibits citizens from any crypto-related activity, meaning that crypto ETF investments are also banned, quoting them here. So even for the futures-based crypto ETF listed in Hong Kong, I actually tried to set a trade. The brokers will just directly reject the trade. And also, China AMC is the biggest issuer in terms of assets under management. That's right. Amongst the three spot crypto ETF issuers in Hong Kong, China AMC, the Hong Kong subsidiary of China Asset Management, is the biggest asset management company. According to Bloomberg, China AMC has 15 ETFs in Hong Kong with total assets under management of $3.6 billion. It is the parent company of mainland China, managing 1,400% more assets, which is roughly $56 billion. The other two issuers are Bocera and Harvest, who handle $40 million and $16 million in assets under management, respectively, in Hong Kong. And according to Wang, Hong Kong spot crypto ETFs are well suited to collect $1 billion in assets under management in 1 or 2 years in a bull scenario. So there you go. Let me know if you're excited and anticipating this Hong Kong ETF launch officially tomorrow, potentially within the next 12 hours. Let me know. Yeah, so let's keep it moving. Next story of the day, we discussed the latest out of Hong Kong. Now let's discuss the 210,000 target, and then we'll discuss a 300,000 prediction, and then we'll dive into some live Q&A. The headline reads, Bitcoin top 70 Gs or 210,000? Analysts price models clash over the Bitcoin cycle peak. So yeah, there's a very slight chance Bitcoin has already reached this peak this cycle. I think very slim chance, very extremely slim chance, meaning I don't believe that is the deal, but a veteran trader Peter Brandt mentioned that, whatever. Of course, many other price models and predictors suggest Bitcoin is still far from the cycle peak and could instead top out at 210,000 before the end of the bull run. That's more like it. Now, veteran trader Brandt posted a theory suggesting Bitcoin's bull market cycles have exhibited exponential decay pattern. This occurs when each successive cycle has a peak price of only around 20% of the previous cycle's peak gain. The data shows this has happened in the last three Bitcoin bull cycles. Worded another way, 80% of exponential energy of each successful bull market cycle has been lost, as he shares here in this exponential decay chart. It shows you the bull cycle of each year, the low to high gain multiple, then the cycle gain as a percentage from the previous gain, along with the price peak. Crazy. The price peak was $32.29 to 2011. Mind-boggling. But anyways, based on the decay rate, Brandt estimated the current cycle would only see a 4.5x gain from the low of around 15,000. Thus, the cycle top has been projected to be around 70,000, which again, I believe is crazy. We already hit 73.8 first and foremost, which was mid-March, about a month and a half ago. And we're just getting this mofo started. Brandt isn't fully convinced, though, by the theory, assigning a 25% probability that Bitcoin has already peaked the cycle. Others argue the alternate models also blow this theory out of the water. Good point. April 29th, CEO and Director of Research at Quantonomy, Giovanni Santastassi, rebutted the exponential decay theory with one of his own based on the long-term power law behavior. I find these all hilarious. Commenting on Brand's theory, he said, we have only 3 data points if we exclude the pre-halving period, and actually only 2 data points if we consider the ratios before adding. This is hardly enough data to do any significant statistical analysis. Now, he also measured the percentage of deviation of price peaks from the long-term power law trend, extrapolating a different exponential decay pattern. Now, a power law is a functional relationship where one quantity varies as the power of another quantity, in this case, the Bitcoin price, over time. So using the figures extrapolated from the Genesis block, this price model predicts a fourth cycle peak of around December 2025 of around 210,000 per bitty. The predicted bottom for the next cycle is around 83,000 based on historical observations. Now, the analysis combines the power law trend, the four-year halving cycle, exponential decaying peak heights, and other factors into the integrated model for the Bitcoin price predictions. Now, many more have made predictions about the peak this cycle. We have SwiftX lead analyst who shared that Bitcoin would at least double by the next halving in 2028, estimating a price of around 120,000. Again, I think this is extremely bearish. I think 120,000 this year, 2024. Send it. Meanwhile, CEO of Arkren Trading and quantitative trading strategies expert Laurent anticipates potential cycle top of 180,000. And we also have Fidelity Assets revising its medium-term outlook for Bitcoin April 22nd, saying it is no longer cheap. So there you have it. You have a whole plethora of different targets here from different analysts. Let me know your thoughts for this particular cycle. Now for our feature story of the day, let's discuss analysts eyeing 300,000 Bitcoin price target as Bitcoin approaches the most aggressive part of this bull cycle. So let's freaking go. And welcome everyone just joining the stream. Pump the likes, pump the stream. It's greatly appreciated. So yeah, Trading Shot, a TradingView contributor with over 72,000 followers, shared insights into where the price of Bitcoin is heading in a post titled Bitcoin, This Marks the Historic Starting Point. Published on Thursday, TradingShot employed the Mayer multiple mean, a technical indicator that measures Bitcoin's current price relative to its 200-day moving average, to analyze the price trajectory. The analyst explained, referencing this chart you can now see on your screen, the Bitcoin has successfully tested and held the Mayer multiple mean, which is the red trend line. Now, it is also now consolidating, noting that the green arrows mark the point where historically the most aggressive part of the bull cycle begins. Trading Shot pointed out that during instances like July 2013, when the Mayer multiple mean was marginally breached, the subsequent rebound was even more impressive and strong. And check it out, charts don't lie, family. You can see the 3 previous cycles right there. And Trading Shot further elaborated that by measuring the Fibonacci extensions from the Mayer multiple means low to the preceding high, it is clear cycle one just exceeded the 2.0 Fibonacci, and cycle two then doubled the Fibonacci level of cycle one, reaching a 4, and cycle three doubled that of cycle two, attaining a 6, doubling again. This pattern suggests that cycle four might reach an 8 if we did double again. Let's go. Fibonacci level by adding the 2.0 to the Fibonacci level of cycle 3, quoting the analyst again. We can assume, of course, always with the relative degree of uncertainty, that cycle 4 might be plus 2 fibs, more of cycle 3's fib. An example, a 6 plus a 2 equals 8, according to the analyst. And he concluded the following, unrealistic or not, that gives us a $300,000 Bitcoin price projection and is undeniably technical, as those are the exact high to low measurements at the time it touched the Mayer multiple mean. So there you have it. And we're looking at the chart here. What are your thoughts? Do you feel we can realistically hit $300,000 for this particular cycle? Let me know, family, in the live chat. Now, you already know I am bullish. My bear scenario for the cycle is 222,000. My bull for the cycle is 750,000. So 300,000, believe it or not, is on the bear spectrum of my personal target. Now, if we hit $300,000, how would that impact your life? Let me know. Hopefully, it would have a drastic impact in your life there, family, because breaking down the math right now, we're still roughly 6x, maybe 5 and some change x away from a 300,000 Bitcoin sitting at 62,000 right now at the time of this live stream. Now, what would happen if we like smashed 300 easy peasy this year and made it look easy, and then we just continued next year? I think bigger picture, it all comes down to supply and demand. When you have very limited supply and a massive demand like we're witnessing with the ETF inflows, numbers have to go up. Price increase is. And all the technicals are great. But again, bigger picture, I'm always just looking at supply demand, right? Supply shock incoming, 1.8 million biddies approximately left on the exchanges. Once those dry up, and I mean, over 80% of the Bitcoin supply is ready in the hands of the long-term hodlers. So that people are not going to sell. No one wants to let go of their biddies for the inferior fiat, Ponzi money at the end of the day. We call dollars the monopoly money, the tulip bowl money. Why would you trade the most appreciative asset in human history, perfect money we call Bitcoin, for the inferior asset? We all know the apex predator is going to be eating away at everything, including gold's market cap of 15 trillion. I think a lot of that money from gold, including the gold ETF, will flow into the Bitcoin ETFs. We already discussed tomorrow, another massive ETF goes live out of Hong Kong for Bitcoin spot, as well as an Ethereum spot ETF. We discuss later this year, we're going to get one out of Australia. I've been breaking down for you. We're going to get one out of El Salvador. So this is the game theory in full effect. When there's a lot of competition, it drives down the fees and stuff, like we saw when the 10 ETFs collectively got approved earlier this year, back in January, which sent Bitcoin parabolic. For the first time in Bitcoin history, we broke the previous all-time high pre-halving, which we have never done before. Also, we have the retail here, which was driven by the previous cycle, was all resale. This time we have the institutions, which makes this cycle different as well. So I want to know your thoughts. When do you feel we can hit 300,000? Can you see that occurring for this cycle? Or do you think it won't happen? Maybe till next cycle. I want to know your honest thoughts, family. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.